Mark Robinson is the Herald Sun chief football writer. He's got an article up on the site at the moment. If I read the subtext, it's a ripper. Essendon didn't trust the AFL and didn't trust the starter, so why should WADA? Pretty succinct and makes a bit of sense. Good on you, Robbo. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Mark. G'day, Ox.
Hello, Marco. You sound flat.
No, I'm all right. We've got a very busy newspaper office at the moment. Everyone's running around and trying to get to the bottom, and not trying to get to the bottom, trying to find more information on this story. There's a lot of questions that have to be answered, and the AFL didn't have any answers today. Essendon didn't have any answers today. So sort of all of us in here are trying to work out, when can this hearing be held? Who will hear it? Because these are the very, very important questions. Can they re-interview and investigate again? Can they talk to Charter or Larvey? Do they go back to the coach? Do they go back to Dean Robinson? There's all these important questions that have to be answered.
Robbo, the AFL, the game, I've been reading everything all morning, as you can imagine, and a lot of people are saying on Twitter and in various media outlets, could be the game's worst nightmare, the AFL, as a result of this saga, because it's not in the AFL's hands anymore. Do you agree with that?
The AFL likes to have control of everything, Marco, and that's not a criticism. That is what they do. They are the head body of this national competition, which is loved by many and worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. They like to have control of everything. They've got no control on this. None. This is out of their hands. They had their lawyers in the AFL anti-doping independent hearing. Had their lawyers in that. They won't be having that at the next hearing. It's interesting. I wrote today, Marco, that should anyone really be surprised? I mean, when it first went down, everyone's going, oh, they won't appeal, it's so emphatic. And, you know, we all remember the federal court decisions against Hurd and Essendon, and it was so emphatic, but Hurd went again.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be real surprise that WADA went again, because they had the capability of doing it. Now, around the world, they've been watching this Essendon 34 case go on for 2.5 years. They would have read all about it, from the AFL's involvement, from allegations of the corruption of the investigation, the federal court appeals, the want to have an interim report, the suspension of players. They would have read all of that, and when it got all boiled down to, it was about one drug, alpha, thymosin beta-4, run by the independent AFL tribunal. Now, there's been I don't want to pass aspersions on these people whatsoever, but WADA could be looking at this whole sorry affair and say, you know what? I don't trust anything. We want to hear it ourselves. We're going to do it. Now, Ben McDevitt was absolutely clear that he thought they had the way he was talking, it was an ironclad case, wasn't it? I mean, he was just absolutely ferocious in his response after they lost. So he went off to Montreal ahead of WADA headquarters and spoke to them, and they've come back and they've appealed. It shouldn't be a surprise.
No, and I don't think a lot of us are surprised. I just think a lot of us are kind of getting to the point, Robbo, where, you know, we've got a report on it, but it's just going to, it's another year, or it could be another 2 years, because I would dare say that if they happen to find in favour of WADA on this occasion, that Essendon would then appeal, we could be in the courts for another 2 years.
Yeah, it could go for another 2 years. This whole episode could hijack 4 years of footy, hijack 4 years of players' careers, hijack people's careers. And it already has.
Well, the average length of a player's career is about 4 years and 7 months. By the time this is finished, that average is just about up.
Yeah. Hey, Robbo, just on Ox's point, how heavily do you think...
Sorry, boys, I just leant on the mute button.
Oh, no, I was just saying that the average length of a player's career is 4 years and 7 months. If we, you know, if this runs all the way through, that 4 years and 7 months... Most,
for a few of them.
You know, some of the players are gone. Like, it has no influence, really, or no bearing.
No, it doesn't. And you feel for the players, right? You feel for the players. They were just getting over. If they were getting over, the hearing, the last hearing. I mean, we heard from the players after that how it basically destroyed their lives for 2 years. Now, Joan Watts, Job comes out today and says, you know, we've done it before, we can do it again. But lies. They have to do it again, but, mate, I've used the word gut-churning in a piece for tomorrow. They must be hurting so much. You know, and always when we get these sort of big stories or big moments in this story, you wonder how in the hell did it get to this? How in the hell did it get to WADA appealing? Right, appealing the Essendon 434 verdict. And you go all the way back to the start. Why did Essendon employ Stephen Dank and Dean Robinson? You know, why didn't Essendon have better governance issues? Why did the AFL, you know, get involved and they want a joint investigation? Why didn't they allow SADA to do a single investigation into Essendon and we wouldn't be here? You know, we wouldn't have had an interim report. We wouldn't have had challenges to the federal court. We wouldn't have leaks through the media. We wouldn't have so many things. There's so many mistakes that have been made through this that we're at a point now. This happened when 2012, the investigation started 2013. We're now in May 2015, and people are saying it's anywhere between 3 months and 7 months. It's about the end of 2015. Mm. You know what? This is a disgrace that we are at this point. An absolute disgrace.
And Robbo, it's going to be decided by comfortable satisfaction once again. How likely do you reckon it is for comfortable satisfaction to change from one panel to the next?
Well, that's interesting. It's like, I'll give it to you another way. Us three are standing outside the front of SEN and there's a car accident, no one's hurt. Right, go inside and describe it. You know what? There'd be so much different between our stories.
Yep.
You think, what was that? Comfortable satisfaction is there's no level of law. There's no right. It's not like the tribunal when the MRP when they go right high 3 points, you know, medium impact 2 and 1 point. There's 5 weeks. There's 5.5 weeks. We're comfortably satisfied with that. Comfortable satisfaction is the determination of the panel members, and they might have a different definition of comfortable satisfaction than the previous hearing. And that's why people should be worried, because there's nothing like a sure thing until it gets over the line. So suddenly it's an open hearing again, and they've got to listen to the same evidence, right? The same evidence, and then they're going to determine, are they comfortably satisfied? They may have a different comfortable satisfaction, and that's the thing that will cause sleepless nights for the players. It'll cause this Essendon Football Club to go through another 8 months, whatever it is, of turmoil. And this football team, once again, has to front up on a Friday night in Melbourne and gather the senses, gather their individual thoughts, turn them into a team mentality and go out there and try and do their best for 120 minutes. Hard enough going to playoffs, as you know, with everything going your way. How hard is it to play when you...
Essendon seemed to play good footy when they were hanging over their heads last time. Maybe this might be the kick in the pants that they need to find some form again. I say that flippantly. That is in jest.
You can say flippantly because it's right. But what if they can't galvanise in this?
No, I know. I don't know.
What if their heart and soul has just been ripped out again and say, you know what? Shit, I've had enough. I've had enough.
Robbo,
the leaders at Essendon have got to be so understanding and caring of the players again. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Robbo, just on a point, last one, just on the point that the Ox made before, you know, so many people are sick of the whole situation. Obviously, this story is going to get a lot of play today, probably a lot of play tomorrow. Because the actual hearing's not until a long, long time away, how's it going to be reported, do you think? Do you think we're going to get some clean air and get to watch the footy a little bit?
No doubt. I heard someone say that this morning. I can't remember who. The papers will be pretty solid tomorrow. It's a pretty significant development in the story. Probably the next day, we'll learn more information probably about the process. So it'll start getting a little bit drier, the story per se. But then from there, it's the increment of the stories will be by law, which is right. You've got 10 days, you'll get the evidence in 10 days. You've got 30 days to respond. So there'll be update stories on that. If Asada does, if WADA does decide he wants to talk to people, and the two, it's pretty common, it's pretty obvious the two people are Shane Charter and Nemi Alavi.
Yeah.
To get them to talk to them again and maybe, you know, get their sworn evidence. I reckon they've probably already tried. If that changes, that's a significant development. But if it stays the status quo, we're just waiting for the hearing to be held and these three learned gentlemen will decide whether it's comfortable satisfaction or not.
Rob, I know you've got a busy afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. See you later.
Mark Robinson, Chief from the Herald Sun. Just